Hi, this is John, and we are here with two members of the Imperium. We have a Commissar from the Imperial Guard.
Commissar Kane.
Commissar Kane, and a Sister of Battle, maybe?
Sister Minette, yes.
Sister Minette, awesome. So, Commissar, I see you've got your bolter pistol.
Plasma.
Plasma pistol, excellent. Do you shoot your own enlistees in the back of the head with that thing?
Oh, no, I use a las pistol for that.
Okay, this is actually...
It's far more expensive.
Excellent. You wouldn't want to waste ammunition on your flashlight, guys. And you, Sister, you've got two pistols?
Yes, sir, this is my standard bolt pistol, and this is my inquisitional bolt pistol.
Awesome. Any Space Marines around? What do you guys think about your inter-branch rivalry?
Well, when it really comes down to it, there are three parts of the Imperium. The Space Marines, the Sisters of Battle, and the Imperium.
Of course.
The Imperial Guard, of course. And I have a personal feeling about that. There are three groups, and a lot of people think that each of them are very heroic.
Yes.
Let me tell you a brief story. There's three representatives. A Battle Captain, a Sister of Battle Celestine, and an Imperial Guard Commissar.
All right.
They are having a discussion about who is the most fearless and strongest army. The Space Marine Captain starts to insist, well, my men are by far the most elite.
Of course.
The Commissar says, ah, but my men are the most numerous. And the Sister insists, but my women are the more faithful.
Ah.
Yes.
They are the nuns with guns.
And they all argue over this point until finally the Commissar says, fine, we will have a contest. Let's prove it. The captain says, very well, since they're on an actual battle fleet ship, he says, orders some of his marines over, a full squad, says, men, jump out that airlock. And they say, as you wish, brother. And leap straight into the void.
Okay.
He says, see, my men are fearless. The Sister replies, ah, see, my Battle Sisters, they are even more fearless. Calls over two squads and tells them jump from that airlock. And they do so, screaming for the love of the Emperor.
Of course.
And she raises her hands and says, you cannot argue with that. The Commissar says, ah, I have you all beaten. Private, step forward, and calls a simple Imperial Guard private to his side and says, private, jump out that airlock. The private snaps a swift salute and says, sir, frack you, sir.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
The Commissar then replies, very well, turns and faces a Sister and the Battle Brother and says, lady, gentlemen, that is true bravery in the Imperium.
Very clever. The moral of the story, don't be an idiot. All right, excellent story. Sister...
Are you calling me stupid?
I wouldn't dream of it.
Well, on that note, the Sisters of Battle are one of the most maligned Warhammer factions out there. They're very rare at tournaments. Not a lot of people play them. Some people think they're just kind of cheesy knockoffs of the Space Marines. What would you say to these sentiments? I'm sure they're quite wrong.
No. We bring sex appeal.
You do bring sex appeal.
And faith and fire.
Well, sex appeal is plenty. I mean, take a look at the booth babes and whatever. But maybe the problem is that no women play Warhammer.
It takes a lot to be sexy and not show any skin.
That's true. It does. And it takes weapons and books and skulls. And you're pulling it off quite well. So thank you both for your time. And it's better to die for the Emperor than live for yourself.
Thanks.
Cheers.
For the Emperor.
For the Emperor.
All right.